Today from the Ohio Newsroom, violence against rural women.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. A warning, this story discusses domestic violence and sexual assault. President Donald Trump has made headlines in recent months for sending federal troops to major metros from Memphis, Tennessee to Portland, Oregon. While Ohio cities have been spared the national spotlight, Governor Mike DeWine has made moves of his own, partnering with cities like Cincinnati to send the state highway patrol in an effort to reduce crime. But professor of sociology Walter DeCesaretti says often rates of violent crime are higher in rural communities. There's just more silence around it. DeCesaretti is the director of the Research Center on Violence at West Virginia University. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
2023 data from Ohio's Office of Criminal Justice Services suggests that some rural counties in Ohio do have rates of crime comparable with more urban areas. Why is there a perception, then, that crime is so much higher in places like Cleveland or Cincinnati?
Due in large part to the fact that the media focuses primarily on inner city crime, both, you know, the fictional and non-fictional media. When, you know, the fictional media focuses on rural problems, the themes you see are slasher films and, you know, deranged maniacs killing, you know, college kids who venture into this alien territory, right? So, but the realities of crime in rural communities are very much overlooked, and criminologists too have, on the whole, overlooked crime in rural communities. But this is changing rapidly. There's a growing body of research that's coming out. And one thing for sure we do know is that violence against women in U.S. rural communities, the rates of violence against women are higher than they are in urban and suburban communities. And we have national representative sample survey data to support that claim.
And why is that? Why are rural women at higher risk of violence than their urban or suburban counterparts?
First, rural communities tend to be more patriarchal and have very traditional views of women. There's geographic and social isolation, absence of effective social services, a higher percentage of gun ownership. There's also evidence of what we call a good old boys network, in which the perpetrators are friends with, you know, political elites and law enforcement personnel who protect them. So these factors all come together to contribute to the higher rates.
Okay. And I know as part of your research, you and another sociologist interviewed victims of violence in rural Southeast Ohio. Do any of their conversations stick out to you? What did you learn from them?
Very much so. It was very disturbing. The atrocities that were committed against them was just, I mean, heartbreaking. I'll never forget their voices. Now, they all went on to survive and lead productive lives. I mean, they're carrying trauma with them, of course, but the things that were described to us were just, I mean, I've been studying violence for a long time, and there were things that I think very few of us could possibly imagine.
Wow. What do you see as the path forward? You know, should Ohio's governor be sending Ohio State troopers to rural parts of the state too, or are there other solutions that are more suited?
Yeah. Well, we need a greater police presence. There's no doubt about that. We need more better access to shelters and other types of services in rural communities. We need to raise awareness. We need to educate men and boys about misogyny and patriarchal hurtful practices, and more media coverage. So we need a multi-pronged approach.
That was Walter DeCesaretti with West Virginia University. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.